to be with you again. I hope you're all well. I'd just like to share a few verses with you from John chapter 14. Just to lay the scene, Jesus has been with the disciples for 3 years or so, and time's come to an end there, really, and the crucifixion isn't far away. And he wants to speak to his disciples. And so obviously the disciples have been very dependent on him for the last 3 years. They've seen him do many miracles and save the lives as well when they were in the boat and he calmed the storm. And so they were facing very uncertain times. So Jesus was reassuring them that they would not be left as orphans, and he would always be with them. So this passage can be a help to us in our situation. Things have changed. Our norm is gone and things are changing fast. So we don't know what will happen next. So take heart from this passage. Just read a few verses from John 14, verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And Jesus, well, at the top of the chapter in this Bible, it says Jesus comforts his disciples. And I think that's a great title, isn't it? And he comforts us. And it starts out right at the start, do not let your heart be troubled. And I know a number of people do feel quite anxious at the minute, and that's quite understandable. But we need to trust in God and trust in Jesus, that he is in control. And we have to see the bigger picture. And it's interesting, Jesus started with this, saying he was going to the his Father's house, and there's many rooms in it, and it's just shown the bigger picture. And we are in this world at this time, but we're not actually of it. Things can go on for so long without any disruptions, and we get used to relying on our own judgment. And we can decide to do different things and just fulfill them. But these things have been turned upside down. So we can often be stuck in, and we can't do what we really want to do. And basically we're not in control anymore. So Jesus was explaining that we have a heavenly dwelling. And when we become a Christian, our future is secured. And Jesus said to them, you know the way. I guess they were all very confused. But in verse 5, Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going. So how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And as Thomas speaks, he says, we have no idea where you're going, so how can we know? And you might be new to Christianity and confused by all the different opinions, and there is lots. But Jesus makes it very clear. He is the way and the truth and the life. So if someone is not preaching Jesus, then you need to be careful. We're in a time when the truth is very hard to find. and it can be very confusing who to believe. But Jesus not only tells the truth, but he is the truth. We move on to verse 15. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be with you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before how long the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live and you also will live. If you love me, verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command. So many people get this the wrong way around. We need a relationship with Jesus Christ first, then we will want to please him. You do not need to be righteous to enter the kingdom of God, but entering it will make you righteous. We are not to be left on our own. The counselor has been sent to help us. Verse 21. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. The more we get to know Jesus, then the more he reveals himself to you. And Judas said something. He said, this is not Judas Iscariot, it's another Judas. Judas asks, why are you showing yourself to us and not the world? And it's an interesting question. And the new covenant is a personal between each individual and God. It doesn't matter where you live or what your country believes in. It's between you and God, no one else. And if you look over in Hebrews chapter 8, I think it is, yeah, verse 10. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they will be my people. So this is just really emphasizing what a personal thing this is, because he's going to put it, put what he says in people's minds and on their hearts. So when they hear what people preach, they've almost already heard it, because God is speaking through the Spirit to them. So it's great when we can share with other people that the Holy Spirit goes before us to speak to them. So you have a real personal relationship, one-on-one, between you and Jesus. So don't be discouraged if there's those around you who don't understand what you're saying or what you're believing in, because if they're not Christians, they won't understand. But you need to have that relationship with Jesus Christ. And the Great Commission is where the preaching of the gospel has been delegated to the church to preach. We have a great responsibility to just do that. And Judas was asking why he'd revealed it to them, and obviously Jesus is explaining that it's through the disciples the gospel is going to be preached. So we have this great responsibility to preach the gospel to the world. And that's what we need to preach, nothing else. So it's quite straightforward, really. And a lot of people can get it quite make it quite complicated. But the basics is quite simple. Preach the gospel and make disciples. So moving on to verse 23. Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teachings. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. If anyone loves me, he will obey my commands." It's that way around. So many people believe they have to obey the commandments before God will love them. That is not the case. The relationship needs to come first. So regardless of what you are doing or involved in, you can ask Jesus to take control now. Salvation is a free gift. But when you've made a commitment to him, when you love someone, you'll want to do things to please them. So in this case, you'll want to do what Jesus says in the word. And the things that we're asked to do in scripture, it's not to try and make things difficult for us. It's quite the opposite. It's actually for our own good. And because God knows what's best for us. Verse 25. "And this I have spoken while we're still with you, but the Counselor of the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Things were coming to a head. So Jesus was making things really clear to the disciples. What was going to happen? So understandably, they were very confused and were trying to understand what on earth was going on. I mean, such incredibly amazing times for them at this point. But it says in 25, as I've just said, "The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things." And be careful who you listen to. Men have all sorts of ideas, but the Holy Spirit will lead you into truth. And then it goes on to talk about peace. Peace actually means lack of conflict. Jesus was going to fulfill everything he set out to in the next few days. And then he was going to go and be with the Father and send us the Holy Spirit. But he says a wonderful thing, that he was going to leave us his peace. Now his peace is different from how the world would give. For there to be peace in the world, there has to be a lack of trouble, a lack of conflict. And any problems there are need to be resolved, and then there will be peace. But as soon as there's trouble again, then the peace is broken. Jesus is talking about an everlasting peace. If we look over the page in John 16, 31 to 33, "You believe at last," Jesus answered, "but a time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone, yet I am not alone, for my Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. And Jesus was explaining you can have peace. And you can have peace in him. And he also makes it quite plain that in this world you will have trouble. But even through those troubling times, you can have peace, regardless of what's happening round about us. And we may have real problems in life, but we can still have a peace that God is in control and does love us. And the Holy Spirit is going to remind us of many things, and often things we've heard before, he will bring back to memory. And so when we get to verse 27, we actually get back to the start of the chapter again. Do not let your hearts be troubled. And quite often the battle is in the mind. You have to exercise your will and believe what it says in this chapter. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in me, and he will give us his peace. So I just really pray that, well, I think I need to hear a lot of this. It's not as if we've achieved a lot of the, often it's a journey, isn't it, that we're on. And sometimes we trip up and things are quite difficult. But then we just need to get back to what the scripture says and check. You may hear things from different places, but check, does it tie in with scripture? And what does Jesus say in these situations? He says, in this situation we're in now, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in him. Amen.